They may even invite you for a cup of tea. Come home with me for a cup of tea. I'd like to be around you. But they may not say that because the mind is fearful of true relationship. And depending what country you're in, when you meet a stranger, you will encounter varying degrees of protectiveness, self-protectiveness of the ego. In some countries it's more open. And this often has very simple causes, like how cold or warm it is. Because if in a cold country, generation and generation in a cold country become tight and there's tension in the body. They have to protect themselves, not only psychologically, but also physically. The two get mixed up. And so in some countries, you talk to a stranger at a bus stop, they take two steps backwards. He's talking to me, stranger. And there's a suspicion immediately, he wants something from me. Because that's the ego thinks in those terms, he wants something from me. Smiling, in some countries it's frowned upon. You're smiling at somebody. In some places where there's still a little bit less mind identification, they smile more. I had a friend from the Philippines, and she came to England for the first time when I was living there. And the first few days and weeks, she had great difficulties, because when she was walking along the street, she smiled at everybody. And she was quite good looking, so the car screeching to a halt, next to her, come in. She didn't want to come in, she was just happy. So I had to tell her, you can't smile here. And that's meeting strangers, being there. And then, even more challenging, meeting humans with whom you share a lot of past. The more past you share with them, the more the old behavior patterns will want to come back in. You know that with meeting your parents, your wife, your husband, after many years of marriage. Patterns get very established of who you think he is, who he thinks you are, and the way in which you interact. Or more difficult, meeting your ex-husband or your ex-wife. And be present then and there. And be in the body. So you're meeting human beings without past. Not that you cannot remember certain things they did, but not to bring the past as an active operating principle into the interaction. Meeting everyone without past. Just in this moment, through the power of this moment, which is the power of presence, which is who you are. And not meeting the other person as a walking personal history. And that is an enormously liberating thing to do when you can meet even your mother and father, with whom quite a few people, some people have a wonderful relationship with their mother and father, which is beautiful. Some grew up in a relatively conscious family. And many in this world did not grow up in a conscious family. Their father and mother were manifesting varying degrees of unconsciousness. And resentment built up over the years, so many between adult children and parents often this grievances, resentments, complaints. He doesn't understand me. I get criticized all the time. He doesn't even want to understand me, my father, my mother. And the same reactions happen every time you visit them. and then you have a fight, and then you leave, and next time it happens again. And then one day you meet them, you arrive at the doorstep, and you look at them and feel the inner body at the same time. And then you come in and you sit down and you look at them, still feeling the inner body, because now it's vital that you're anchored in the now. And then you get the old thing, your father says, are you still involved in that spiritual airy-fairy nonsense? Still haven't got a job, have you? I told you years ago you should be doing this and that. And then you have to be very present. And just sit there and simply say, well, yes, I'm still doing that, yeah. So. But then he, if it's your father, or she, if it's your mother, after a while will feel a slight disorientation because you are not feeding the old patterns anymore. You're not reacting. And his or her ego will feel there's something missing here. And so it will be hard for them to keep up that playing out that script if the other one isn't playing anymore, isn't reacting anymore, simply stating this is how it is. And you don't even expect anything anymore, because expectations that he or she should behave in a particular way to make me happy is to do with being identified with certain thoughts. That's how things should be. He should understand me so that I can be happy.